In this video, I'll show you how you can use Visual Studio 2008 to work with various versions of the .NET framework. This concept is called multi-targeting. We'll also take a look at some of the new Visual Studio installed templates that are now available as project types with the .NET Framework 3.5. Let's begin by taking a look at the new project templates in Visual Studio 2008. After you launch Visual Studio, select File, New, Project. This will bring up the new project dialog box. Here you'll see different project types that you have available in this version of Visual Studio. Do you see anything different on this screen? At the top of this dialog box on the right-hand side, you'll notice a new drop-down list. This drop-down list enables you to choose which version of the .NET framework you wish to work with. This is an impressive enhancement. In the past, Visual Studio would only enable you to work with the version of the .NET framework that it shipped with. So with Visual Studio 2002, you would work with the .NET Framework 1.0. In Visual Studio 2003, you'd work with the Framework 1.1. If you were using Visual Studio 2005, you'd work with the .NET Framework 2.0, or if you installed some add-ins, you could actually work with the Framework 3.0 projects, such as WPF or WCF applications. This one-to-one relationship between the .NET Framework and Visual Studio goes away. In Visual Studio 2008, you're able to work with multiple versions of the .NET framework, which was one of the most requested and desirable feature enhancements. So when you work with this drop-down list, you can select the framework 2.0, 3.0, or 3.5. You'll notice that this multi-targeting ability is available in all the various Visual Studio installed templates, such as the desktop applications with Windows Forms, WPF, and console applications, as well as web applications with ASP.NET web applications or web service applications. Of course, it's not just limited to Visual Basic. If you click on C# and expand that, you'll also see that you can multi-target C# applications. What happens if I change the targeted framework? Let's go to the drop-down and change that to 3.0. Did you notice what happened? The available templates changed. When I go from 3.5 to 3.0, the templates that I have available change. In 3.0, the C# web applications show me ASP.NET web application, web service application, etc. When I go to 3.5, I now see AJAX server controls and AJAX server control extenders. ASP.NET AJAX 1.0 was released as a separate download from the .NET 3.0 framework. For the first time, it's now natively installed as part of Visual Studio, and it's fully integrated into the design environment by default. It's no longer a separate download. Let's take a look at what's available for Office applications. So let's go ahead and go to Office, expand this, and you see that you can work with 2007 or 2003. If I'm targeting the 3.0 framework, I can see that I have an InfoPath form template available to work with. What if I wanted more than that? One option is to work with Visto, Visual Studio Tools for Office. Another option is to see what 3.5 has to offer. If I select 3.5 using the Office 2000 project types, I see a vast array of add-in templates for the various Office applications. Not only that, you'll actually see that you can build Word and Excel templates right from Visual Studio. Also notice that you see SharePoint Sequential Workflow and SharePoint State Machine Workflow templates available as well. While we're on the topic of workflows, you'll also find that the workflow templates that you have available for WCF are also more robust. Let's take a look at those. If I go from 3.0 to 3.5, I see that I have now new workflows that are available, such as Sequential Workflow Service Library, State Machine Workflow Service Library, and the Syndication Service Library. The multi-targeting feature also affects the type of files that will be loaded once you create the project. We'll examine that in our next video.